Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Hart Construction, 205-752-9611. Throwing back a little bit, but staying current in the NFL, Philadelphia Eagle, a top 100 NFL player. He was a member of the Pro Bowl team this past couple of weeks ago. Evan Mathis joins us via the telephone from the Philadelphia Eagles. Evan, I hope you're doing well. Welcome into the game in T-Town.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Evan, let's talk about it. You had a chance to represent your team in the Pro Bowl. Can you talk about that experience and what was that like?
Yeah, Ryan, man, that was really fun. It was always something I looked forward to doing. Didn't really have an idea what the experience would be like, but it was cool to get out there. I went out there with my family. There was some stuff you did in the community to help out with the NFL and things like that, but there also was a lot of free time in your day. And your practice commitment was about an hour. And the rest of the time, you really just get to hang out and enjoy Hawaii with your family. And I did that. I got to hang out with some really cool guys around the league. And then, of course, we got the win in the game, and that's always good.
Evan Mathis right now inside the game, and I want to go back because I think if you follow your career, it was probably some ups and downs early, but you've really become stationary, turned out to be an outstanding football player. Can you talk about that transition and what was it like sort of rejuvenating your playing days and your playing career?
Yeah, I had some rocky phases early on in my career, some places where it wasn't working out for me. Drafted by Carolina. I started my second year there. And then the next year was kind of buried on the depth chart. And they cut me 2 years later. Then I bounced to Miami for just 7 short games. And that was in Cincinnati for 2.5 years. And that was 6 seasons total. And then going into my 7th season, I found a 1-year minimum contract with the Eagles. And I fit their scheme real well. I had really prepared well throughout the lockout and gotten some really good shape. And they had a great coaching staff, and I found my fit. I won the left guard spot, and I had 3 pretty elite years in a row after that.
I don't know if it's true. I was doing my research. You made a transition on the physical side. Now, I don't know exactly as far as you drop, how much weight did you drop? Obviously, you went down in body fat. But is that something that, I mean, is those pictures out there true that you did it in about 2 months and you made this unique transition into sort of dedicating yourself more in the weight room and making some adjustments there? Are those photos correct?
The photos are real, but I did that at the gym that I opened. I have a training facility out in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I was doing that more so as kind of a marketing tool for the gym, and as well as something I can help better my body for my football career. So I opened my gym in 2010, and that was my 6th season right there, and I was with the Bengals. And after that season, I went home to Alabama, visited my family, and for about 2 weeks I didn't work out and ate as much as I could and ballooned up pretty big. Got to like 22% body fat, 315, I think it was 310 pounds. And then with the plan in mind the entire time to come back and spread it all off at my gym just to show what the gym could do and get ready for the next season. So the picture before that is not really representative of my 6 years before that, all those seasons before that.
Sure.
It's more so representative of, towards the end of that 2010 season where I was kind of upset that I wasn't playing at all. So I kind of started that process of getting ready to be available for my gym the last few games of that season.
And Evan, I'm not looking for advice. We got you on to talk about college football. We might even do a little bit of stand-up comedian. That's what you proclaim. But
I sit down when I do it.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, you can sit down. I'm just teasing. But no, I mean, give us some advice. I mean, because we're always, and I'm one of those guys that I'd like to trim a few pounds. We're still somewhat close to New Year resolutions. Offer us a little bit of advice out there for us folks that need to learn from someone that's been able to accomplish that.
When it comes to dieting, it's really hard to just be completely focused and eat completely clean every single day. It gets so monotonous. Food, most of the foods become boring and they're kind of bland compared to what you're used to eating. So what I do is I really dedicate myself throughout a normal week. Throughout the weekdays, I train real hard. And I eat as clean as I can. And on the weekends, I enjoy myself. And that keeps you, it doesn't hurt your body too much, but it gives you that mental break you need to be able to keep going.
Good advice. Evan Mathis right now inside the game, his ninth year. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, am I saying that correct? 9 years since you
yeah,
and...
Nine done. Going on 10.
I mean, since you and Smiley and Wesley Britt and Mariko Portis anchored that offensive line here in Tuscaloosa, I think Alonzo Ephraim, I think, was the center, if memory serves me well.
Yeah, 2001, it was Wesley. It was left to right, Wesley, Smiley, Alonzo Ephraim, Mariko Portis, and myself. Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's even more than 9 years ago, because that was my redshirt freshman year.
And right now, Evan Mathis inside the game. Something that I always pay back sort of a respect to is the offensive line chemistry. You guys had it back then. I'm sure it's probably existent right now in the Philadelphia Eagles locker room among the offensive line. Talk about how important that is to playing on the field and being able to perform as one unit.
Well, the offensive line is exactly that. It's a unit. And you have to take care of the defensive unit. You have to do it one guy at a time. So you have to be on the same page about who is blocking who and how you're going to handle them coming at you. So communication is really that the biggest aspect of that. And then when you get the multiple repetitions at the actual block, it becomes second hand to you when you have your guy, like your left tackle working with the left guard. You know, it becomes natural to you. And you do that, you know, throughout the months of practice, throughout the years together, you develop that chemistry, and it only continues to grow. And you really just, you know, you can kind of know where your partner's going to be on the next step. And really, that's what that all experience helps with all that.
What advice would you give guys like Cyrus Kwonjo that's coming out? Obviously, he's going to try to make it in the NFL, and he will because of his amazing footwork. But what advice would you give a fellow Alabama alumnus that's coming through and sort of making that adjustment to the NFL?
And you got to maintain focus on your job. Your job is what you got you there. Being a football player is what got you there. And now you're being paid to be a professional football player. And with that money comes a lot of responsibility. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of young guys to get through, is they start partying or spending their money and enjoying the fruits of their labor. And they lose sight of what got them there. And they lose the opportunity to continue to do that for a longer time.
I want to talk about in the trenches for a couple of minutes, because Chip Kelly brought a little bit different style of offense there to the Philadelphia Eagles. How hard was that as an offensive lineman, as a transition, a different style, a different philosophy? Can you talk about those adjustments and how difficult were they?
For me, I've always been the type of guy who looked at a new coach as a new opportunity to learn from someone else. Just like you change teachers every year in high school, sometimes you have to change coaches in football. And that's at Alabama, I had really, every time I talk to someone and they ask where I went to college, I'm like, oh, I went to Alabama. They say, who was your coach? That's a whole paragraph in itself, because I have to explain that I had four head coaches when I was there. So going through all the things like that, coaches changes, team changes, I use that all as an opportunity to, learn from those people. And that's the best you can do, is just learn from your coaches.
Are you aware of the argument that's happening right now in college football that we're trying to at least slow down the hurry-up style offense? I know Nick Saban's out front trying to say that it causes more injuries, the hurry-up style. do you buy into that? I mean, sort of give us your argument from someone that plays at the high level on the offensive line.
No, the high-tempo offense puts pressure on the defenses. I don't think there's any more injuries or anything. It's just, it'll put pressures on your teams. It'll put you in bad situations. It's really hard to prepare for. Guys are getting tired. I think that's why Saban doesn't like it. It's really hard to prepare for. His guys are out there getting tired. His teams usually aren't built for that fast-paced stuff. So you kind of, the game, you just got to evolve to it.
Do you see, when you play up against defenders, can you see the look in their eye that they're getting tired and they it's hard for them to make that adjustment as well?
Oh, 100%. That's one of the greatest feelings in the world, is when you run that high tempo offense and the defenders, they're looking at each other, they're mad, they're tired, I want to be out there. And that's like blood in the water for the offensive line. We're just going to feast right there and continue to move the ball.
All right, so you're a set-down comedian. What's your best Auburn joke?
my bed. All my stuff is some of the stuff that I have might be a little too harsh for the radio.
Okay, got it, got it.
I'm just kidding. I got too many friends in Auburn.
All right, so final question before we let you go, and I do appreciate your time. Evan Mathis, no doubt the Alabama family is certainly proud of what you've been able to accomplish there in the NFL, and your success continues, making the Pro Bowl, considered one of the top 100 players right down the National Football League. Evan Mathis, a guard there for the Philadelphia Eagles inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. You've got a degree that hangs on your wall, and it says marketing from the University of Alabama. Looking at what they've been able to accomplish as a football, and has to make you a proud alumnus as you travel around. You're in those locker rooms with former athletes. You live there in Arizona. Something tells me the pride is just overboiling right now about what Alabama has been able to accomplish and what they'll continue to be able to accomplish here in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, ever since I've graduated, you couldn't, as a fan, as a childhood fan, and you know, someone who went there and graduated from there and played there, I could not have asked for more from what, you know, Coach Saban and the guys have done over the past few years. You know, they've been absolutely elite, and it's great to be a fan right now.